Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 26th of October, Rabbi Shlomo Freshwater. Who is at fault, the Nachash or Chava?
I'd like to say a bit of a ha'ura on Parshas Bereishis. B'yoyma Hashem Elokim El HaNuchash Ki Yosisu Zois Urer Atu Mikol HaBehema. The Nuchash is cursed for the part that he played in causing Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And Rashi brings a Gemurah in Sanhedrin of Chav Tes Amid Beis. Mekan She'ein Mahapchen B'schisse Shal Meisis. From here we see that a Meisis, somebody who persuades somebody else to do an Avera, even if he has a schis, something that we could be mamlets for him and say there was a reason why he shouldn't be punished, we don't do this. She'ili Sha'olo because really the Nachash had an excuse. The Nachash could have said, not an excuse, but a reason why he shouldn't be punished. And he should have said, Divra Rav, the Divra Talmud, Divra Mishamin, the Rabbani Shloilem told Udom not to eat. Udom told us over to Chava. So the Rav, the Rabbani Shloilem, said not to eat. Nuchash says to eat. And they decide to listen to the Nuchash. They're at fault on their own. And this is a Gemurah Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Gemurah says, Ein Tayan in a Mesis. We're not Tayan on behalf of a Mesis. If he says this himself, it would be a Tana, he would have a valid reason why he shouldn't be punished. But if he doesn't say it, we don't volunteer to be mamnitz tov. This is a special din. In any other over avera, if anybody else does an avera and he comes to Bezdin and he himself doesn't put forward a reason why he should be potter, but Bezdin know of a reason, Bezdin will say it on his behalf that he has a tana why he should be potter. But by Mesis we don't do this. Tosis has a very obvious kasha, and Tosis says, but there's a parasha in the Torah of Mesis. The in came for Ektosis. Kol Mesis, every Mesis, Yiputa Atzma Boi Satana. Every Mesis can come to the Bezdin and say, but why did he listen to me? Divra Rava, Divra Talmud, Divra Mishamin. And Tosis answers the Teretz, but perhaps we'll leave that for a second, because I'd like to talk a little bit about a Teretz that the Yad Ramah says in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Yad Ramah in Masechta Sanhedrin says, Shana Mesis, that Mesis of Avodah Zurah is more Chumah. And the parsha of Mesis in the Torah refers to Avodah Zurah. And there the Torah HaKadosh says, since he was Mesis to do an Avera, don't have any Rachmunus on him. And included in that is the din that you shouldn't be Melamed Tzchis. And When we're talking about the Nuchash, that there would be a possibility of a town of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamin, that's by Mesis of Shara Averus. So Yad Ramah's Mechadish, there's two types of Mesis. So she's on a Hezbo, what is the difference, Pushit and Svura, between Avodah Zurah and other Averus? Why should there be, if there is a Svura of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamin, so why should there be an afgemina between Avodah Zurah that by Avodah Zurah we don't say this surah? It's very pushy. What does it mean, Divra Rav, Divra Talmud, Divra Misham? I tell you to do an Avera. Somebody tells somebody else to do an Avera. You shouldn't listen to him because you should be listening to the Rabbi Nishleiden. Rav and Talmud is obviously only a mushul. That's good if you tell him like this. There is a Rav, there is a Rabbi Nishleiden. But I want you to be transgressed what the Rabbi Nishleilem said. So then we say, you shouldn't have listened to him. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamin. But he comes along Chas V'Shulam and he's saying there is no Rav. He's saying there is no Rabbi Nishleilem. Go and worship Avodah Zurah because there is no Rav. So I would say you can't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamin, because that's good, for that's exactly what he's doing. He's saying that there is no Rav. Now that lechayra is a very clear teretz, but Tosfos doesn't seem to be going with that. Tosfos asks the kasha and doesn't hold of the yadram as teretz. So I thought, oh, can I also say push it? Because in Bala Tosfos ala Torah, in Sefer Daz Hakeinim, Bala Tosfos, and he says that when the nuchash said to Chava, that the Bnei Shleiden doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas, because when you eat it, v'yisem keloi kim yoidei toiv v'ra, so the Tasekainim kloima b'irei olamos, that he told them, you can become a creator. And Memela, the Nuchash was also telling them that you don't have to listen to the Rabbi Nishleilam. The Nuchash, in a way, was being maces them to the Avera of Avodah Zarah, because he was telling them, if you eat Eitz Hadas, you'll be equal to the Rabbi Nishleilam. You don't have to listen to him. So Ibazai Kenzam, the Tosfos holds that you cannot be Mechalik and say, like the Yad Ramah, the Avodah Zarah, there's no din of Divra Rav. The Divra Talmud, Divra Shamin, and that's the chilik between Avodah Zarah and Nuchash, because by Nuchash we have exactly the same thing. And it's by Nuchash that the Gemara says, Divra Rav, Divra Talmud, Divra Mishamin. The Baruch Hashem, you know, you look around a bit, I found a very similar svura in Tferes Yoinesen, from the Rebbe of Yoinesen, in Parshas Pinchas. And as you know, that the Bnei Midian did two things. They were maces to Zunus, and they were maces to Avodah Zarah. Mishteit in Pusik, ki nichli lehem al dva po'oya val dva kozbi. So he says there, the Rebbe Yoinesen is like this, that the Torah says both things. There were maces to Avodah Zarah, to Pa'aya, and there were maces to Kozbi. So he says, because had they only been maces to Znus, so there would have been a Tana, Divrei Rav, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamin. But since they also were maces to Pa'aya, so what were they saying? They were saying, he's the creator. You have to listen to the Rabbi Nishtoilim. So they were being makhish in the Rav. So Memelo, that's very similar to the Svurah that we want to say in the Yad Ramah. Tlamasa, I can't understand why Tosfos didn't want to learn like that by Nuchash. There's another Shala. The Gemara says Divra Rabbah, Divra Talmud, Divra Mishamin. The Gemara says the Svura by Shliach Ladvar Aveira. If somebody says to somebody else, go and do an Aveira on my behalf. For example, the Gemara gives a mushal. He tells you, and he gives somebody a coal, and he says, go and burn somebody else's gudish in his field. He wants to be mazik to somebody else. He doesn't want to do it himself. He makes a shliach to do it. So the Gemara says that the shliach is chayef and the mishalayach is puta. For what? Because this is svura, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishamin. The shliach has a din of the Torah not to be mazik, and the mishalayach tells him divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishamin. Tosfos in Masechta Bava Kama, Dafnun Aleph. Tosfos discusses whether this svura of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishamin, whether this svura is sufficient to pata also b'dinei shemayim. In other words, do we say Bezdin can't be mechayev, Bezdin cannot punish the mishaleach, because the shliach is responsible, because divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishamin, shouldn't have listened to the mishaleach. But what about in dinei shemayim? What happens in dinei shemayim? In dinei shemayim, is he chayev or not? I mean, Shemaim, the various dargis, and the Ktzas talks about this, the various dargis of Dina Shemaim. Dina Shemaim could mean that Medina Shemaim is mechuyev to pay for the damage. Or Medina Shemaim, he gets an oynish for what for what he did. So Taisa says that there is no chiyuv b'dinei shemayim. In other words, that the svura of divra rabba, divra talmud, divra mishamin, you shouldn't be listening to the mishalech, you should listen to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. That's not only a svura to patter you from malchus or miso or mumun or oynish, bebezdin, it's also a svura in dinei shemayim. The shach, he argues, and the Shach holds that although the Gemara says it's a surah of Divra Rav, a Divra Talmud, Divra Mishamin, that's only a surah in Bezdin Shal Matzah, but Nidei Shemayim, that's not a Tana. No, there's a very obvious kasha. In the Shach, there's a Hagu from his son-in-law, the Menachem Munish. And he says, Ich verstehe nicht mal schwer. He says, he's saying connected to the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to bring a raya, ain't ta'an in lemesis, from the Nuchash. What was the ta'an that the Nuchash could have said? The Nuchash could have said, Dibra Rab, Dibra Talmud, Dibra Misha. So he said, where was the Nuchash standing, lemishpat? Before Bezdin Shamata? Or before Bezdin Shamala? So he says, he was standing, lemishpat for the Rabbi Nishlai. Although he says there's a medrash that says Shaduni Oisoi B'Sanhedrin Shashibim Ve'echot, that they had a Sanhedrin, a proper Sanhedrin to make it. Oh, but that's Pushit. It all was B'dinei Shamayim. There was no Dinei Udom on the Nuchash. The Nuchash is not responsible to any Bezdin Shamata. The Nuchash is only responsible to the Bezdin Shamala Din Shamayim. So Memel is afraid that Menachem Munish, if you're going to learn like the Shach, that B'dinei Shemayim, you say, Yeshlich L'dvar Aveira. So, Memelai, Bazai, we're now saying that B'dinei Shemayim, there is no argument of Divra Rav, Divra Talmud, Divra Misham. So, what does the Gemara say that the Nuchash could have said Divra Rav, Divra Talmud, Divra Misham, and I'm not at fault because Shechavah shouldn't have listened to me? So, it's B'dinei Shemayim, that argument doesn't work. So, my Zayde the Buchtam in the Haguas on the Shach, he argues, he answers this kasha, and he says, no, Nishka kasha. So he says like this, the Shach says that Dibra Rav, Dibra Talmud, Dibra Mishamin is Chayiv, Lutzus, Yedei Shemayim. That's only when you're making somebody a Shliach to do an Aveira. So, he tells somebody, go. He wants to burn, wants to cause damage to someone, but he doesn't want to do it himself. So he's making a shliach to do it. So he says, where you make a shliach to do it, so he's doing it on your behalf, there the Shach says, B'din HaShemayim, you're still chayiv. He's done it for you. You've asked him to do something on his behalf. There is taka surah, divarav, divaratalmud, divarashamin, but B'din HaShemayim, it's not going to help. He says, the Nuchash, he didn't tell Chavash he should eat for the Eitz Hadas on his behalf. There was no Shlichas. He didn't make the Chavash Shlich. What he did was, he was Meisesa to do an Aveira. He caused her to do an Aveira. On causing to do an Aveira, the Nuchash could come back and say, nobody forced her to listen to me. And even B'dinei Shemayim, the Surah of Divra Rav, Divra Talmud, will work. There's a Gemurah Masech, the Kedishin, of Mem Gimel Umad Aleph. There the Gemurah wants to say, and it's a Shail in the Gemurah, but the Gemurah wants to say that Shammai holds, Shammai Hazokin holds, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, which would mean that Shammai Hazokin does not hold of the Svura of Divra Rav, Divra Talmud, Divra Mishamin. So the Gemurah says, but that will only work by Aveiras, the Gemara, will only work by a virus where the shliach doesn't have a personal hanua. What happens if a mishaleach says to a shliach, go and eat chaylev on my behalf? Ich machte a shliach, you should eat chaylev on my behalf. I want you to eat chaylev for me. So the Gemara says, there Shammai is also moida that ain't shliach that var aveira. And the Lushna Gemara is, shaloi mutzini b'chol atoyra killer ze nehena. We don't find a concept that Reuven has Anua and Shimon gets the punishment. That's Kanisha. So Mamela the Gemara says that by where he made somebody is shliach, and to do an avera which involves hanua, you don't. Everyone is moida and shliach ledvar avera. So yet can we claim what happens according to the shach? That the shach says that there's a chiyuv lidei shemayim on yeshli, even if you're ein shliach ledvar avera, but lidei shemayim there is a chiyuv when he makes a shliach ledvar avera. What happens in this case where he makes somebody a shliach that he should be nehana? Do we say, listen, that applies even in Dina Shemayim? Or do we say, no, in Dina Shemayim, at the end of the day, you made Yenem Ashliach, so the Svura of Zer Nehenem, the Zer Mishayim, won't apply. Well, so what we're claiming is like this. The Shach is Mavaya, the Divra Rav, Divra Talmud, Divra Mishamin, is only a Tana in Bezn Shamata. It doesn't work in Lutzis Yedei Shemayim. What about this other Tana? What about the Tana of Loi Metzini, Zer Nehenem, the Zer Mishayim, where the Avera is an Avera which involves a Hanua? Now, if we will say that by Dinei Shemayim, there is no Chiev. Even according to the Shach, there is no Chiev by Zeh Nehana, where somebody else has Hanua. Oibazoi Chava had Hanua. So Memeil Oibazoi can't stand it here, Afila Lutzus Yidei Shemayim, there is no Chiev. And I found Boch Hashem in Mishnah Melech and Perek Beis, Mehilchus Hetzeach Halucha Beis, that he brings down this svura, and he writes, Ani shamati beveis medrusha shel Shem hiarav akoil mahorab chaim kimchi, who he says this yisod, that by Zanahana there is no din afilalutzus yudei shem, afilamedina shemayim. I then found in Punim Yufis, in Pashas Pinchas, who also says this svura, and he learns like this pshat in the psukim hanochash hishiani vo'oichel, that there was an achila, and he has a very beautiful pshat, but time doesn't allow us not to say it. But be'emes, so getachtas efshinishto zepush, because let's understand what is the svura of what is the reason? So there are really two hamahalchim how to work on this. In neither behidah states that this concept, the yisoid of shlichus, is that I'm doing this for someone else. So he says, where you're doing this and you're being nehana, you cannot say you're doing it for somebody else because you're having nanua. So you can't eat chaylev and say, oh, I'm enjoying myself for somebody else. So the whole yisoid of shlichus doesn't apply where you're having hanua. The Buchtam has a different hesba, and the Buchtam says that the aveira of isurei achila is the hanua shaboy. It's also like that. It's the hanua. So the Torah asks that you can't be nehana al yidei achila from an issa achila. So he says, so oy bazoi, you can't make somebody else a shliach. He says, you can make a shliach somebody to set fire to somebody else's thing. You can make a shliach to do a different avera. But you can't make a shliach to have hanua. Where the issa is the hanua, on that shlichus doesn't apply. So we have two ways of explaining why, where there's an ahana, you don't say shlichus edvar avera. Either because the hanua, you can't say he's a shliach because he's doing it on his own accord. He's not doing it for anyone else. Or because the aveira is the hanua. And where the aveira is the hanua, you cannot make a shlichus on that aveira. Because hanua, you can't have on yidei shlichus. It's not shy to have hanua on yidei shlichus. Either way, it's not going to apply to Chava. Because Chava wasn't a shliach. Vima megeret fria, the aveira was the hasus, not the shlichus. So we made it annoyed, but he did zvura, doesn't apply. Now let's go to the other side, the surah of the Buchtam. Buchtam surah is where the Aveira is Hanua, so there we don't say Shliach Ledvar Aveira, even though it says, but we don't say Shliach Ledvar Aveira. But The Eitz Hadas wasn't an Issa Achila. It wasn't a pshat that the Torah says, I don't want Chava Udom to have Hanua from this Peira. It was because if they will eat from the Eitz Hadas, they'll get too much Das. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't want them to have that Das. So Memeila, Tzilib Deim is the Issa. On that, the Das Elyon is now being imparted, coming away from the Rebbeinu Shlomo and coming to Busa Ladom. Of Deim is Shah Shlichus, not Issa B'chal, it's not considered an Issa Hamnua. It's not like eating Nevela or Chaylev. It's Nishka Issa fin Achila. It's just a Hecha Timtze. By eating, he's going to come to the idea that the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't want to happen. Yeah, the Torah is explaining why she had the tava, that she had the tava, but that wasn't the issa. As I said, maybe I'll just finish off and I'll tell you a very interesting story on this inyan of mesis, that you aim a lamdan schis on a mesis, with which we started off. When I was a bucha, I was learning in Lakewood, I had a friend who asked him, Moshe, Abuna, Moshe, 5 cents or so, he asked him, Mashallah. He said, he has a neighbor, the next neighbor who seems like a very fine person, Edler Mensch, seems, Shema Torah Mitzvahs. But he was a rabbi in the synagogue where they went with the Shitta Keneged Yehadis. I can't remember whether it was a conservative or a reform. So he asked, how do I deal with this person? He's himself a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He seems such a nice man. He's a young man. He lives across the apartment across from his parents. How do I deal with him? So Moshe says, as a mesis, ein melamden ulof schis. You cannot say he's doing this because maybe he's doing this for panusa. So he's doing it for panusa. He's over an avera, but he's still not a nishka. Maybe I'm allowed to say good morning to him and hello and how are you and be nice to him. So Moshe said, no, you have to assume he's not doing it because he's needs it for panusa, because amesis is a melamden ulof schis. The single man told us all that to me. A few weeks later, it just so happened I had the schis to be Shabbos together with Agur and Abyankiv Kamenetsky Shanavuch. I told him over the Shala. I told him over Ramosh's Chiva. And I said, what's up the roof to the Shala? So he says to me, Kim, ich will das up. He says, ich kann asach maasas. He used to live on maas. Ich will verzeihen, I'll tell you a story. So he said, like this, in the litter before the wall, since there was a gewisse roof, and he gave out a sefer, and in the sefer they found mamish apikosis. He wasn't a very well-known roof, but he said, Chil Hashem, Shabda sefer. So they went to the Pchaim Moizah, and they told him the story, Aguna Pchaim Moizah, the good Ladar, that we should come out and mach a psacherim on this machab. Show me the sefer. He looks at it. Yeah. He doesn't understand what he wrote. Now, he did. This is not him. He stole this from some other sefer, and he didn't know what he was writing. It sounded like divinavius. Sure, leave him alone. Titzgunch, just leave him alone. The yomim, they found Tucker. They found the source. Where are you taking it from? And they went into him, and they asked him to explain it, and they saw that he didn't understand it. So they went back to Rabbi Chaim Moizah, and they said, Rabbi Chaim Moizah, Rabbi, Shmamash Ruch HaKodesh. So he said, no, it's not Ruch HaKodesh at all. It's very simple. He said, I asked to see the Sefer. I looked at it. He said, it was Taka Picasso, but it was a very deep thought. Whoever wrote this was a thinker. He said, I know this roof, and he's incapable of coming up with such a sword. He said, Kenish. He said, a Kenish. He says, he Kenish. He said, says, I'm happy. You also have to have a good head. He said, a Kenish. So I write to Mechabt. He took it from somewhere. But I knew that based on his intellectual abilities, I knew he didn't understand it either. Kachav. So there was a story, Tom. So he says, believe me, he says, most of these rabbis, they repeat what they're told, he says, they're taught in the theological seminary. They have no idea what they're saying. They don't understand. So he says, a mesis is only a mesis if he knows what he's doing. He says, if he doesn't realize the chayim of what he's doing, he doesn't realize that he's being a mesis, he says, ehotish kadin for a mesis, so the mele et gehalten lefi datoi, that there is no issa to be melamed zchus.